This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Nearly all government-funded science is fake science. That's the topic for today. Thanks for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, lab science director of CWC Labs, an ISO-accredited, internationally recognized analytical lab running mass spec instruments. Now, why do I say nearly all government-funded science is fake science? It's because whoever is funding the science gets the results they want. This is true across all science. This is why drug companies produce clinical trials that show their useless, dangerous chemicals actually do something. This is why vaccine companies can produce clinical trials that show their vaccines work, even when they don't. And this is why government, especially the EPA, can get lots and lots of science produced that seems to support the climate change hoax. And yet, it's all fraudulent science. And why is this the case? It's very simple. There are almost no scientists who are financially independent. Almost none of them. I don't know any except myself. I think I'm the only scientist around. I mean, there might be others, but I don't know who they are. But I'm one of the very few scientists who is independently funded, meaning I don't need government grant money. I don't need corporate grant money. I don't need university grant money. Almost every other scientist in the world is beholden to a university, a corporation, or a government. It's like 99.99999% of scientists, probably. Something like that. And that's because, again, scientists are not business people. They're not entrepreneurs, typically. There are a few exceptions, but there aren't that many. And so they all need the funding to buy more lab equipment, to hire more staff, to engage in their science, right? I mean, I own a lab. I built it from the ground up. I'm about $2 million into the lab. I know this stuff is expensive. You got to have funding if you're going to conduct science. So for most people, that funding comes from the government or universities, which is actually from the government, just funneled through the universities. And so they know that if they're going to continue to get funding, they have to produce the results the government wants. And I've met many scientists, and I've toured university labs, and I've had lots of discussions. And I'm not saying that university scientists are evil people or bad people. They're not. Most of them are actually very well-meaning, positive, intelligent people. They're trying to do something right for the world, but they know that if they're going to continue to be able to run their lab, they have to produce the science that their client wants. Their client is the government, or the university, or sometimes a corporation. And sometimes the corporations invade the universities and you get like a Monsanto-funded research lab for the University of Wisconsin or whatever the case may be. And then you have all that. You have government money, corporate money, and university money basically dictating the outcome of every study in advance. And then at that point, what every scientist who works for a university knows is that their job is really to take the outcome that's wanted in advance and somehow produce a scientifically sounding, scientifically looking research document that supports the conclusion they reached in advance. And that, of course, is a violation of the scientific method because there is no objectivity. It's all biased from the start. And this is why they throw out data sets that don't match the outcomes they want. This is why when they're running human clinical trials, they throw out the individuals who are producing the results that don't match the outcome they want. They can just drop people out of the study. You know, hey, you're gone from the clinical trial. Or they can just drop dead people. This happens a lot in big pharma. People are on a drug, and they're testing out the drug, and they start dropping dead. And so they get disqualified from the clinical trial because they're dead. Well, in many cases, the drug killed them, but that's eliminated from the trial, you see. And then the drug is approved as safe and effective by the FDA until sometimes 50,000 or 100,000 other people start dropping dead. Remember Vioxx? the whole Vioxx fiasco. Remember Rezolin, the diabetes drug that destroyed livers, caused like 10,000 deaths from liver damage? I mean, it just goes on and on. Anyway, the point is, the biggest liars in the world, which is corporations and governments and academia too, the biggest liars in the world hide behind science. They use the label science as a shield to try to shut down debate. And this is very true, especially in climate change, where you say, you hear people saying, well, we already have a scientific consensus. 97% of scientists agree, blah, 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 which is BS, by the way. That was a fraudulent casual email study, by the way. But they'll say that. They'll say, well, there's consensus, and we are scientists, thus you can't argue with us. That's what they're saying. They're saying that you can't debate with scientists because they are the high priests of absolute divine knowledge. No one else can challenge their conclusions because that would be what? Unscientific. That's right. It would be unscientific to challenge the malarkey of the scientists. So through this circular reasoning, they can fake anything. They can fake climate change data. They can fake vaccine studies. They can fake almost anything. And then they can tell you that it's real. And they can say that if you disagree with their faked conclusions, that you're the one who's anti-science. And this is what they do on everything from GMOs and pesticides, glyphosate, climate change, vaccines, fluoride, just on and on and on. So the real takeaway from this, the thing to remember, is that anytime you hear the word science invoked in the media, in a TV show, in an interview, in an article, the number one question you need to ask is, who funded that science? If the answer is a university, a corporation, or a government, it's probably BS. And that is 99.99 plus percent of all the science. And I know this because I review scientific studies every day. It's one of the things I do. I look through all the new science. I personally monitor news feeds from over 1,300 academic and think tank research organizations. I scan headlines. I look at the science. I review the findings. And almost never do I encounter truly independent science. What I usually find, almost without exception, is totally bogus bullshit science that is funded by corporations and funded by governments, funded by universities to lie to people using the excuse or the label of science. That's what I find over and over and over again. Now, occasionally, they may accidentally produce something that's true, only because that topic hasn't been politicized. You might find a study, you know, the mating rituals of the southeastern marine eel species from Sri Lanka or whatever. That's probably not going to be faked because it doesn't matter to the government. It doesn't matter. It's the stuff where they can manipulate humanity or enslave humanity. That's the stuff they're really faking. You know, climate change, vaccines, GMOs, pesticides, all kinds of environmental studies that try to say that herbicides and agricultural chemicals are safe and harmless and so on. Those are the things where you're really going to encounter the lies. So just keep all that in mind. And if you want to see examples of fake science, go to our new website, fakescience.news. Again, it's fakescience.news. And we also have disinfo.news to cover all forms of disinformation, including political disinfo. And then, of course, monitor my main website, naturalnews.com, where we are analyzing science and exposing the fraud every single day. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in scientific truth. And also watch the trailer for my new film, Biosludged. You can find that at biosludged.com, where we interview whistleblowers who were destroyed by the EPA because they were trying to blow the whistle on the fake science of the EPA. So that's biosludged.com. Thanks for listening.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from HealthRangerStore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.